Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Shavuos, Parakei Mishnah Dalet Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defan Yosef Hagun B'Karav Mamesh. Now here's a very key thing in regards to Shavuos HaPikadon. The general idea was that Reuven tells Shimon, "You have money of mine. I give you a pikadon, a deposit, or maybe you owe me money because I lent it to you, or something like that." And then Reuven denies it. He denies the money that's being demanded of him, and he made a Shavuos, and then it turns out that he lied, so he's chayav to bring a karbon. Now the key thing over here is that he denied mamonis, something that's officially called monetary matters. However, there's also something that, even though it's money, fits under a totally different category called knas. It's a penalty. We make you pay money, but it doesn't fit under monetary issues. It's a penalty. It's a knas. For example, you're driving down the street, you bump into somebody's car, you broke his taillight, you have to pay for that. That's just monetary matters. But if you parked in an illegal spot and you got a $150 ticket, that's not like you're paying for damages. It's not a monetary issue. It's a penalty. It's a fine. You did something you weren't allowed to do, so we're going to make you pay money. And there's an important klal, there's an important yisoid that moideb knas pater. If a person admits that he owes a knas, he's actually putter from paying for that knas. And so now we're going to see how this plays out with Shavuos HaPikadon. The Mishnah tells us that a tevea goes to Nitba and he tells him, "Onasto pititas biti, you violated or you seduced my daughter, and therefore you have to pay a certain payment that the Torah says." Vuhu Imran, the guy says, "Lo yinas v'lo pititi, I didn't do that to your daughter." As the first guy says, "Mashbiachani, I make you swear." V'amar amen, the second guy says, "Amen, yes." Chayiv, he's chayiv to pay for that. Now Rav Shimon paters, and that's because Shein Mishalom knas al piatzmai. This is what we just said. A person doesn't have to pay knas based off his own remittance. And over here, we're referring to knas. The money that has to be paid for violating or seducing a woman is just considered knas. It doesn't fit under mamonis, under monetary matters, and therefore Reb Shimon says the guy's pater. However, Amar Lo, the Chum responded to Reb Shimon, "Afal pishen mishalom knas al piatzmai." You're right, he doesn't have to pay knas based off his own admission, but mishalom baishas begam al piatzmai, he does have to pay these other two payments. One is the payment of baishas, embarrassing her, and begam is making her blemished. That's not considered knas, that's considered mamonis, and that he is mishalom al piatzmai, and therefore he would be chai for shvua in this case. Moving on to Mishnah with more scenarios. Let's say Reuven told Shimon, "Ganafta es shayri, you stole my ox," which means you have to pay kafel, you have to pay double payment. Reuven really ganafti, he says, "I didn't steal it," and then he tells Mashbiachani, "I make you swear." V'amar amen, the guy says, "Yes, amen," and then he admitted that he lied. Chayiv, he's chayiv to pay. And that's because even though the second payment, the kafel part, is considered a knas, the first part, the principal amount, the actual value of the shar of the ox, that's considered mamonis, and therefore we're not talking about knas over here. Going on to the next level of this case, let's say he tells him, "Ganafti, I stole it. I didn't shecht it or sell it." And he says, "Mashbiachani, I make you swear." Va'amar amen, he says, "Yes, amen." And then it turns out that he lied. Potter, he's potter. Because over here, their only argument is regarding knas. We had mentioned this earlier very briefly. There's something called dalad v'hei, a 4 or 5 times payment. If a ganav steals a shar or a seh, an ox or a sheep, and shechts it or sells it, he has to pay 4 or 5 times that amount. Now, since that's the only argument, the 4 or 5 times for selling it or shechting it, and that's just considered knas, even though he lied about it, since madib knas potter, he's not chai for making a false shvua. Another case, let's say Reuven tells Shimon, "Hey, Misharchas Shairi, your ox killed mine." V'huam Relayermis, he said, "No, he didn't." And once again, he says, "Mashbiachani, I make you swear." V'amar Amen, he says, "Yes, I swear." Then he admits that he lied. Chayiv is chayiv for making a false shvua because this is just a regular case of him having to pay mamonis. However, let's say he said, "Hey, Misharchas Avdi, your shar, your ox killed my Eved." V'huam Relayermis, he said, "He didn't kill." And then he says, "Mashbiachani, I make you swear." V'amar Amen, he says, "Yes." And then he admitted that he really did kill the Eved. Potter is potter because we know that when a guy's ox kills somebody else's Eved, a payment of 30 shkalim has to be made, but that's considered kenas and ma'adib kenas pater. Another scenario, Amar, let's say he tells him, "Chavalta bi, you damaged me, lasisa bi chabura, and you wounded me." V'huamer, he says, "Loi chavalti, lasisa bi chabura, I didn't damage you, I didn't make chabura on you." And he says, "Mashbiachani, make you swear." V'amar amen, he says, "Yes, amen." And then he made that he lied. Chayiv, so he's chayiv to pay, because everything here is mamonis. But let's say Amar, loi avdai, a guy's eved, his slave told him, "Hi patas shini, you knocked out my tooth, visimisos eini, or you knocked out my eye." And the Torah says very clearly that if a master knocks out his eved's tooth or eye, the eved gets to go free, and that's a knas though. Vu Aimer, and the master says, "Loi palti, v'loi simisi, I didn't knock out your tooth or eye." And the Eved says, "Mashbiachani, I make you swear." Ramar amen, and the master said, "Yes, amen." And then he admitted that he lied. Potter is potter, because again, that's moideb knas. And Zaklal, this is the rule, as we had said, kol mishalom pi atzmai chayiv. If a guy would have to make this payment based off his own admission, and then it turned out to be a whole situation where he denied it and made a shvua, and then he admitted that he lied, chayiv, he's chayiv for making this false shvua. Whereas v'shein mishalom pi atzmai, if it's something that's knas that he would not have to pay based off his own admission, so in this case, potter, because again, it's not considered mamonis, it's just considered knas. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, going on to discuss another type of shvuah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.